You never want to finish a book during a long airline flight, especially if you've seen the movies so often that you know the dialogue by heart. There you are, 35,000 feet up in the air with a case of industrial strength cabin fever. When it happened to me last week, I reached first for the airline magazine, about as nourishing as a Pop-Tart and certainly as easy to polish off. Soon, the only thing left to occupy me was a catalog called SkyMall Magazine. I grabbed it as a man dying of thirst might approach a pond of foul water. You know it's going to be awful, but hey, you're desperate. Now please understand, I know we live in a consumer economy. Without consumerism, the American economy, they tell us, would collapse, and so would jobs. Besides, as every schoolchild knows, the Founding Fathers made it our constitutional right to shop till we drop. Which brings me back to SkyMall magazine. I tell you, this glossy little publication is working its little heart out to save the U.S. economy. It's got stuff to sell that I honestly didn't know I needed. My ignorance might well have deepened the current recession. For instance, who'd have thought it important to own a battery-operated corkscrew? But at the touch of a button, this little job removes the cork from a wine bottle as if the bottle were uncorking itself. At the price of a vintage bottle of wine, it's a veritable steal. I had completely overlooked the value of a pocket pepper mill. But for only $40, this 4-inch mill, made of attractive brushed steel, will keep at the ready a half ounce of gourmet peppercorns for the stylish traveler. Next, the pop-up hot dog cooker. It looks like a toaster, except it's got two silos on top for the wieners and two wide shafts on each end for the buns. One push of the button, and up they pop. For years, I'm ashamed to say, I cooked my dogs on an ordinary grill and my buns in a silly oven. There's more. A branding iron to brand your barbecued steaks, I guess, so your dinner guests will know you cook them. A clock that projects the time of day on your ceiling, perfect for insomniacs. And, of course, there's much, much more. Of such stuff are made American dreams and landfills. This is Lesser Coyne.